Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
ORMC receives an A for patient safety by OA News at OAOA.com. Odessa Regional Medical Center, a Steward Family Hospital, was awarded an A in the Fall 2020 Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade, a national distinction recognizing ORMC's achievements in protecting patients from harm and meeting the highest safety standards in the United States. The Leapfrog Group is an independent national watchdog organization committed to healthcare quality and safety. The safety grade assigns an A, B, C, D, or F grade to all general hospitals across the country and is updated every 6 months. It is based on a hospital's performance in preventing medical errors, injuries, accidents, infections, and other harms to patients in their care. Our focus is safety to fundamentally be a safe hospital, said Dr. Rohith Saravana, Chief Medical Officer at Odessa Regional Medical Center. If we or any hospital starts their patient experience, we'll take care of itself. Quality metrics will take care of itself, as will employee morale. We don't see quality as just a clinical goal. It's an enterprise-wide priority that encompasses customer service, compliance, and wellness. Developed under the guidance of a national expert panel, the Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade uses 27 measures of publicly available hospital safety data to assign grades to more than 2,600 U.S. acute care hospitals twice per year. The hospital safety grades methodology is peer-reviewed and fully transparent, and the results are free to the public. ORMC was the only hospital in the Permian Basin awarded an A in the Fall 2020 update of grades. Founded in 2000 by large employers and other purchasers, the Leapfrog Group is a national nonprofit organization driving a movement for giant leaps forward in the quality and safety of American health care. The flagship Leapfrog Hospital Survey and new Leapfrog Ambulatory Surgery Center, ASC, survey, collect, and transparently report hospital and ASC performance, empowering purchasers to find the highest value care and giving consumers the life-saving information they need to make informed decisions. The Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade, Leapfrog's other main initiative, assigns letter grades to hospitals based on their record of patient safety, helping consumers protect themselves and their families from errors, injuries, accidents, and infections. OC, CBS 7 announced Spring 2021 Starter Kit. OA News at OAOA.com. All students who register before Thursday for spring classes at Odessa College will be entered into a drawing for the Spring Starter Kit, which includes free tuition and fees for up to 12 college credit hours for spring 2021, a free laptop valued at $1,400, Wi-Fi service for a year up to $600 value. Students can register for spring terms now and become eligible for the Spring Starter Kit drawing by visiting the Virtual Advising Center at tinyurl.com slash YAQ2T27EX, or by calling 432-335-6400 for more information. Commissioners beef up SO. New jail booking area may get funding. OA News at OAOA.com. In their last regular meeting of 2020, Ector County Commissioners will convene at 10 a.m. Thursday in the Ector County Administration Building at 1010 East 8th Street to discuss buying equipment for the new booking area of the Law Enforcement Center just south of town off of U.S. 385. They will also consider approving budget amendments totaling $49,462 to buy furniture and other equipment for the recently completed $25 million jail expansion. In a related matter, the court will hear Sheriff Mike Griffin's recommendation about an intergovernmental agreement with Linn County, south of Lubbock, for Linn County inmates to be housed in the county detention center. Other business will include a discussion of bid specifications for the purchase of 27 new Chevrolet Tahoes for the Sheriff's Office, Public Works Director Evans Kessie's 2020 operational report and his project proposals for the new year, the consideration of renewing and ratifying guidelines governing tax abatements in reinvestments and enterprise zones, a discussion of supplemental environmental projects for the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Man charged with biting his pregnant girlfriend on the face. OA News at OAOA.com. A 32-year-old man was arrested after he reportedly bit his pregnant girlfriend on the face. Jerry Mendoza was charged with assault of a pregnant woman, family violence, a third-degree felony. The reported assault happened at 1:39 p.m. Sunday at the La Promacia Apartments, which are located at 4590 North Texas Avenue, an Odessa Police Department affidavit detailed. When officers arrived at the scene, they reportedly could hear loud arguing and screaming going on inside the apartment. Officers made contact with the complainant, identified as Tabitha George, who answered the door and stated that her boyfriend, Mendoza, had assaulted her by grabbing her and biting her on the face. George also stated to officers that she is 3 months pregnant with Mendoza's child, the affidavit stated. Officers saw a large oval bruise on the right side of George's face, which is consistent with being bitten. Mendoza was reportedly detained and given his Miranda warning and agreed to speak with officers about the incident. Mendoza reportedly told officers that he knew George was pregnant with his child and further admitted to arguing with George and grabbing her by the arm because she called the police. Mendoza was arrested, charged, and transported to the Ector County Law Enforcement Center. He had one bond totaling $7,500, and he posted bail on Tuesday, jail records show. Obituaries. Edith Swift, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Edith Swift left this world on December 5th, 2020, and has been received into heaven and the loving arms of her Savior Jesus. She was born Edith Neal McAdden, the fourth child of six children to Carl W. and Leska Mansker McAdden in Ballinger, Texas on April 13, 1926. Edith was the last surviving sibling of the six children. She married Ira Wayne Swift in Ballinger on February 1, 1947. Wayne preceded her in death on January 9, 1996. Edith went to her heavenly home from Tulsa. She will be interred at Old Runnels Cemetery, Ballinger, Texas, on Saturday, December 19, 2020, at 11 a.m. Edith is survived by her son and his wife, Charles and Joanna Swift of Junction, Texas, and daughter and her husband, Candace and Paul Simons of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Three grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, and numerous nieces and nephews. She had amazing blue eyes that would wink occasionally at everyone she loved, and she is loved by everyone. Her arrangements are entrusted to Shantz Tulsa Funeral Service. Family and friends may send memories and condolences to the family online at www.shantzfuneralservice.com. Daylon Stanley, Odessa. Daylon Stanley of Odessa, formerly of Big Spring, passed away at age 94 on November 25, 2020. Daylon was born on November 28, 1925, in Winters, Texas, the seventh of eight children of John and Laurie Stanley. After the war, Daylon returned to West Texas and tried his hand at farming in Howard County with brother Delbert. During this time, he met the love of his life, Patsy Burris, whom he married on Valentine's Day, 1950. After Daylon retired, he and Patsy traveled extensively and took multiple road trips to spend summers in Alaska in an RV camper. Daylon was heartbroken when Patsy passed in 2006. He was supported by family and friends, kept busy with the VFW, and after a time attended area senior dances. At one of these dances, he met Jimmy Dean Tindall, who had lost her husband, Lee. Dean and Tindall dazzled on the dance floor and soon found that even more significantly than a love of dancing, they have lived lives that shared many parallels. Dean and Daylon married in 2008, maintaining homes in Big Spring and Odessa. Dancing, family, attending 4th and Main and Sherman Church of Christ, and caring for each other continued to be the center of their lives. Daylon will be greatly missed by his wife, Dean Tindall Stanley of Odessa. Four children, Steve Stanley and wife Vicki, and their sons Colin and wife Nora, and their sons Jeffrey and Kelly, and wife Megan and their daughter Reese, Donna, Yako, and husband Peter and their sons Philip, Larry Stanley, and wife Karen, and their children Melissa and husband Clay, and their sons Connor and Brennan, and Brandon and his wife Jill, and their children Burke and Eva, and John Stanley and wife Cindy, and their daughters Reagan and husband Sam, and their sons Brody and CJ, and Shanna and husband Gary, and their children Camille and Jonas, and two stepchildren Terry Pate and husband Danny, and Jimmy Tindall and wife Jan, and their children and grandchildren. Private family service will be held. Daylon will lie in state at Nailey Pickle and Welsh Funeral Home from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Thursday, December 17, 2020, and Friday morning from 8:30 a.m. until 10 a.m. In lieu of flowers, please consider donations in Daylon's name to one of his favorite charities, Cal Farley's Boys Ranch, Salvation Army, or your local food bank. Arrangements are under the direction of Natalie Picklin Welsh Funeral Home and Crematory. Online condolences can be made at www.mpwelsh.com. Raul Armendariz, Big Chief Molinar, San Angelo, Texas. Raul Armendariz Molinar peacefully went into the arms of the Lord in the early hours on December 9, 2020, in San Angelo, Texas. He was born on April 2, 1935, in Alpine, Texas, to Vincent and Caldelaria Molinar. In 1957, he married the love of his life, Delma Hernandez Molinar, and moved to Pecos, Texas, where they settled and raised their family. They were married 63 years and had three children, Monette H. Molinar, Mike Molinar, and Renee Raul Molinar. He adored his children and was very proud of all of their accomplishments. Raul is preceded in death by his parents, Vincent and Caldelaria Molinar, his brother Ramon Molinar, his sister Amparo Gallego, his brother Victoriano Molinar, and his brother Jose Molinar, his daughter-in-law Natalie Nettie Molinar, and his son-in-law Frank E. Hernandez. He is survived by his wife, Delma Hernandez Molinar, of 63 years, his children, Monette H. Molinar of San Angelo, Texas, Mike Molinar of Pecos, Texas, and Renee Raul Molinar, Belinda of Odessa, Texas, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and his beloved dog, Buddy. A viewing will be held Sunday, December 13, 2020, at Pecos Funeral Home, 607 West 3rd Street, Pecos, Texas, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. The rosary will be Wednesday, December 16, 2020, at 10:30 a.m. at Our Lady of Pecos Peace Catholic Church, 406 South 6th Street, Alpine, Texas, with a mass following at 11 a.m., with Father Paul Mata officiating. Interment in the Holy Angels Cemetery, Old Cemetery Road, Alpine, Texas, 79830. Eddie Richie Moreno, Houston. Eddie Richie Moreno, 55, of Big Spring, passed away Friday, December 11, 2020, in a Houston hospital. Funeral services will be 2 p.m. Wednesday, December 16, 2020, at the Family Faith Center with Reverend Samuel A. Segundo Jr. officiating. Interment will follow at Trinity Memorial Park. He was born December 24, 1964, in La Mesa, Texas, to Jesus and Lupe Moreno. He married Olivia Valenzuela August 12, 1983, in Denver City, Texas. Eddie graduated in Denver City and worked in the oil field for years. He had a passion for the holistic profession, which he completed. He became a homeopathic physician, chiropractic practitioner, and acupuncturist. He was able to touch and transform many lives. He was a member of the Family Faith Center. Survivors include his wife, Olivia Moreno, three children, Edgar Moreno and wife, Danielle, Elgin Moreno and wife, Crystal, and Emmanuelin Beltran and husband, Patrick. Two sisters, Evie Moreno Gonzalez and Evie Cerda, several nieces and nephews, his loving companion, Dina, and his granddogs, Bella and Lily. He was preceded in death by his parents and his mother-in-law and father-in-law, Ramon and Blanca Valenzuela. Arrangements are under the direction of Natalie Pickle and Welsh Funeral Home and Crematory. Online condolences can be made at www.mpwelsh.com. Gary Thomas Crownover, Glen Rose. Gary Thomas Crownover, 73, passed peacefully from this life on Friday, December 11, 2020, at his home in Glen Rose. Graveside service will be at 11 a.m. Thursday, December 17, 2020, at Rock Creek Cemetery in Glen Rose. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Wednesday, December 16, 2020, at Wiley Funeral Home in Glen Rose. Gary was the son of Lee, Leslie, and Pauline Van Hooser Crownover. He married Stacy Scott on March 14, 2001, in Las Vegas. Gary was preceded in death by his parents, brother Randy Crownover, and sister Brenda Patton. Gary was survived by his wife of 19 years, Stacy Crownover, daughter Brandy Dylan Ward, and husband Dwayne, and daughter Christy Crownover Reese, stepdaughter Megan Grubbs, and husband Stephen, and stepdaughter Shelby Forrest, and husband Travis, sister Jan Crownover, and 9 grandchildren.
Health and wellness. Science can save humanity again if people get vaccine. Dr. Stephen Burke, Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. As devastating as the COVID-19 pandemic has been, it is not the first or even the worst of infectious disease outbreaks. Smallpox scoured the world for hundreds of years until a vaccine became available and led to its global eradication in 1979. There was never a good treatment for the disease, just vaccine prevention. Before 1955, thousands of children afflicted with polio relied on an iron lung machine. Don't believe in the magic of vaccination? Just ask your grandparents, an old friend, what happened to polio. If you do not believe in the value of vaccination, you will have a hard time explaining how these diseases disappeared. Vaccines have proven to be the most cost-effective and life-saving method to prevent infection, second only to the sanitation of water. Vaccinations have received a bad rap. They have even been mistakenly accused of causing the rise in autism. The action of vaccines can be simply explained. When a virus, bacteria, or other infectious agent enters the body, it responds by activating its immune system. In a complex, divinely structured defensive system, the body recognizes elements of the attacking agent and produces proteins called antibodies, which seek out and neutralize the attacker. In COVID-19, our immune system, our own antibody production leads to recovery in the great majority of cases, but it has not been enough for 260,000 people in our country and millions around the world who have died from the disease. Enter the soon-to-be-available COVID-19 vaccines. You soon will hear that an RNA vaccine is ready for use. As you decide whether to get in line for the vaccine, you might want to understand its method of action. Scientists from around the world studied the structure of COVID-19 virus. They determined its makeup, each component, particularly the protein sticking out of its core, a protein that the body identifies to attack with antibodies. The vaccine will be made up of RNA, which is the chemical that messages the cells of the body to code for and create the antibody that is known to kill the virus. When we get vaccinated, our cells see this message and make the precise antibody. If everyone gets vaccinated, we will all have these protective proteins, and when the virus invades, there will be an army of antibodies that will prevent infection. The cells that produce the antibody will also remember the virus, if necessary, in the future. How do we know if this is science or science fiction? Enter the clinical trial. Lots of patients, thousands, get the vaccine, while others get an injection of essentially nothing, called the placebo group. Both groups are followed to see who gets the ever-present COVID-19 infection. The scientists who made the vaccine can only watch and hope it works without dangerous side effects. There are now at least 2 vaccines that are 90% or more effective after studying a large, diverse group of volunteers. For every 100 volunteers in the placebo group, that ultimately got COVID-19. Only 10 in the vaccine group became ill. No vaccine is 100% effective, but 90% is about as good as it gets. When a group of people, such as the state of Texas, has a citizenry among whom 70% have immunity, antibody, the pandemic is over. The virus just cannot find enough people to keep it going. With the new vaccines having 90% effectiveness, we just need about 80% of the population to get vaccinated. 90 times 80 equals 72%. We can begin to celebrate that science has potentially saved us from the continued tragedy of COVID-19, from the death, suffering, and the economic chaos of this, the second most serious pandemic in our country's history. Science can prevail against COVID-19 as it has smallpox, polio, measles, and many other infectious diseases that we now rarely see. But the fight to stop COVID-19 is just beginning. The battle now goes from scientists to physicians to the public. Success, survival, and return to normalcy will depend on whether the people of our country will accept the opportunity to get vaccinated. Those in line for vaccination can be added to the frontline heroes of COVID-19. Please give science the chance to save us again. Let COVID-19 go the way of polio and smallpox. Have faith in our scientists and physicians. Before getting the vaccine, you will be told about potential side effects. They are minor. The vaccine will require 2 doses. Science produced by human ingenuity is coming soon to save the day again. Choose to get the COVID-19 vaccine for yourself, your family, your country. Dr. Stephen L. Burke is Executive Vice President of the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, Dean of the School of Medicine, and an infectious disease physician. Dr. Padmaja Patel, Midland Health. Lifestyle Medicine Center offers new health wellness programs. Want to know more? For more information about programs offered by the Lifestyle Medicine Center, call 221-LIFE. The COVID-19 pandemic has shed light on problems with our current healthcare system. If we look at each challenge as an opportunity to learn and grow, we have a lot of work to do. We learned that those with underlying health conditions often had poor outcomes. What do we mean by that? These are not mysterious illnesses. These are chronic diseases that we have culturally normalized as part of our adult life. Unfortunately, 6 in 10 adults in the U.S. have a chronic disease, and 4 in 10 have 2 or more chronic diseases. The United States has 4% of the world's population, but approximately 21% of its COVID-19 cases and 20% of its COVID-19 deaths. The main reason behind this shocking statistic is that we have a healthcare model that profits in managing chronic diseases instead of reversing them. As a lifestyle medicine provider, I remain optimistic that the impact of this national trauma will bring about much-needed reforms in healthcare. At the Lifestyle Medicine Center, we have been talking about reversing this chronic disease burden even before the pandemic scare. I take pride in creating a model that delivers state-of-the-art, evidence-based medical care at a low cost. I strongly believe that health is not a commodity. You cannot spend money and purchase good health. If that was true, the U.S. would be the healthiest country in the world. Most of our programs at the Lifestyle Medicine Center are billed to insurance companies, thereby avoiding unnecessary out-of-pocket burdens for our patients. We are not selling any vitamins, infusions, or supplements to profit from. If you are tired of the status quo and are ready to discard the label of someone with underlying conditions, we are here to help you. I am very excited to report that we are expanding our service options and are ready to offer new programs in the new year. Here is a list of what we are offering in 2021. Lifestyle Medicine Consultations. This offers an in-depth review of your lifestyle behaviors, assessment of chronic disease burden, understanding the relationship between lifestyle behaviors and chronic diseases, and a personalized lifestyle prescription to improve your health and well-being. It also offers nutritional counseling and health coach guidance. All of these services are covered as a physician office visit, either in person or on a telehealth platform. Diabetes Reversal Program. This is a very popular and successful program that offers a 12-week intensive therapeutic lifestyle program to reverse the progression of diabetes. We have seen some amazing transformations and many cases of diabetes reversal so far. Many of our participants have been able to come off their oral medications as well as insulin injections. We offer a team-based approach using a shared medical appointment model to deliver this program. Currently, we are offering this program through in-person as well as virtual classes. Pritikin Cardiac Rehabilitation. Heart disease is the number one killer in the U.S., and we are the only program in our area that offers an intensive cardiac rehab program for those with a heart condition. It is a unique lifestyle program that offers the support and education you need as you commit to a new and healthier lifestyle. It offers medically supervised exercise tailored to your current fitness level, Pritikin exclusive workshops, and cooking classes and education. Remember, heart disease is a lifestyle disease, and if you do not change your lifestyle behaviors after having a cardiac event, it is just a matter of time before you have another cardiac event. Weight Loss Program. We are very excited to offer this new program beginning in January for anyone who's looking for weight loss as a primary goal and may not have chronic diseases. It offers weekly one-hour sessions, a program book and resources needed for success, before and after lab tests, and an online interactive support group. We are charging a nominal fee of $299 per participant for this 12-week program. Health and Wellness Coach Service. We realize that sometimes we need more than just a prescription to manage our health. That is why we offer a health and wellness coaching option to help you develop and implement a personal wellness plan. They highlight your strengths and help you develop realistic yet achievable goals. They do this by listening, fostering, and working together to address emotional, mental, and physical health. We offer a variety of packages for this service with nominal fees. Weekly educational classes. We know that it is not easy to make lifestyle changes, and that is why we offer ongoing education and support by offering weekly educational classes, grocery store tours, and cooking demonstrations. Stress management classes. We know that high levels of stress can cause increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, and altered sleep patterns. About 33% of people report feeling extremely stressed. There are different types of stress, all of which carry physical and mental health risks. Practicing stress management and mindfulness can calm all the systems of the body and help to bring balance to your health and well-being. These classes will allow you to identify stress and learn to develop a practical toolkit utilizing techniques such as gentle movement, breath, and relaxation. Dr. Padmaja Patel is director of the Lifestyle Medicine Center. TrueFit to offer charity-based boot camp. TrueFit Athletic Club, 3404 North Midland Drive, 251-2229. For more information or to sign up for a True Commit boot camp, visit truefitathleticclubs.com. The TrueFit Athletic Club at 3404 North Midland Drive will be offering the third annual True Commit Fitness Boot Camp every weekend in January. The boot camp is planned for all 35 locations across Texas. Entry fee is $15, which TrueFit will donate to local food banks, according to a press release from the health club chain. With the increased demand for food assistance because of the pandemic, TrueFit hopes to positively impact the health and wellness of its members, as well as the community as a whole, said CEO Harry Rayo. We're quite proud of our ability to improve lives through fitness and our tradition of giving back to the communities we serve, he said in the release. Our members have responded and are making their true power heard with a record pace-setting start to this year's fundraising campaign. Armed with their heart and passion to help, we are projecting donations over $75,000 and fully expect this year's campaign to be our biggest yet. New and current True Fit members can sign up for True Commit Boot Camp through January 2. TrueFit will be taking the following COVID-19 safety precautions. Sign-ups required in advance to ensure proper social distancing can be maintained. Masks will be required at all times in the club and for the entire duration of the boot camp. Workout spaces will be cleaned and sanitized by staff after every boot camp session. Programs are designed to accommodate available equipment so each attendee has their own space and equipment.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram, Tuesday, December 15th, 2020. This article is entitled, Exxon to Lay Off 723 Houston Area Employees in February, by Paul Takahashi, Houston Chronicle. ExxonMobil plans to lay off 723 Houston-area employees early next year in response to the historic oil downturn caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The nation's largest oil company told the Texas Workforce Commission this month that layoffs will take place in February at its offices in Spring and the Woodlands. The layoffs, announced in October, are part of Exxon's plans to cut 15% of its global workforce, including 1,900 U.S. employees, to reduce costs during the downturn. The Irving-based oil major employs about 12,000 in the Houston area. These actions will improve the company's long-term cost competitiveness and ensure the company manages through the current unprecedented market conditions, Exxon said in October. The impact of COVID-19 on the demand for ExxonMobil's products has increased the urgency of the ongoing efficiency work. Exxon in October did not disclose exactly how many Houston area employees will be affected, saying only that the majority of U.S. layoffs will take place among local management workers. The company's layoff notices to Texas's workforce agency outlines the depth of Exxon's labor reduction in the Houston area. Exxon has been cutting budgets in response to the worst oil crash in decades. The company slashed 15% of its operating expenses, stopped contributing to employee retirement accounts, and last week announced plans to further cut capital spending over the next 5 years to the lowest level in more than a decade. Most of Exxon's rivals already announced mass layoffs in response to the oil bust. Chevron in May announced plans to lay off 6,000 workers by the end of the year, followed by BP the following month with layoffs of 10,000 by the end of the year. Shell in September said it plans to lay off as many as 9,000 employees by the end of 2022. This is the Nation and State page. This article is entitled "Crude Closes at New Nine-Month High," by Andres Guerra-Luz and Alex Longley, Bloomberg. Oil inched up as the market weighed the risks of toughening restrictions in New York and London ahead of a widely available vaccine. Futures closed at a fresh nine-month high after swinging between gains and losses earlier. The U.S. began administering the COVID-19 vaccine alongside nationwide immunization campaigns in other countries, presenting a path toward a normalization of crude demand. Still, price gains remain limited as reopening plans around the world are impacted by the virus's spread. London is increasing pandemic restrictions this week amid warnings of a new variant of the disease, while New York City's mayor said residents should be prepared for a full lockdown. Meanwhile, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries reduced projections for global fuel consumption in the first quarter of 2021 by 1 million barrels a day. The market is really betwixt hope and reality, said Andrew LeBeau, senior partner at Commodity Research Group. A lot of this rally is hope that demand growth continues because of broader distribution of the vaccine. The reality is we're still seeing tightening lockdowns in Europe, and now there's a potential for lockdowns in New York. Historically, high levels of crude stockpiles indicate global demand has a way to go before bouncing back to pre-COVID levels, with government efforts to control the spread of the pandemic remaining a persistent near-term headwind. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock told the House of Commons on Monday that a new variant of the virus has been identified and could be driving the rapid rise in cases. The tougher restrictions in London and parts of Southeast England will strike a huge blow to businesses just days before the UK is given a five-day relaxation of the rules over Christmas. New mobility restrictions in Europe and weaker oil demand in India in November should be a reminder that the road to a full recovery in oil demand will remain bumpy, said Giovanni Stanovo, a commodity analyst at UBS Group AG. Prices rallied earlier following an explosion at the Saudi port of Jeddah. Saudi Arabia said a terrorist attack was behind the incident, but that it didn't disrupt oil or fuel supplies. There are signs that physical oil markets remain robust. Oman crude on the Dubai Mercantile Exchange is trading in backwardation.
where nearby contracts are more expensive than later ones, indicating tight supplies. Indian Oil Corporation was snapping up cargoes last week, while a unit of China's Rongsheng Petrochemical is seeking barrels for March delivery. Elsewhere, certain Latin American heavy crudes have strengthened, as the July accident at Mexico's largest floating platform continues to prevent it from fully loading supertankers. Petroecuador recently sold 720,000 barrels of Ecuadorian Napo crude to Trafigura for $2.40 a barrel below WTI prices. That compares to the $4.68 a barrel discount to WTI for which Napo was previously sold. WTI closed at $46.99, up 42 cents. The amount of oil stored on giant tankers at sea is also dwindling, the latest sign the market is whittling away a glut built up earlier in the year. Floating storage fell 11% last week to 86 million barrels, according to Vortexa Limited.
The Midland Reporter Telegram, Wednesday, December 16, 2020. This article is entitled, OPEC President: Cartel Shouldn't Rush to Increase Output, by Salah Slimani and Salma El Wardani, Bloomberg. The president of OPEC reiterated that the oil producers' cartel shouldn't rush to increase output early next year and said energy demand was still fragile with the coronavirus raging across parts of the world. Algeria's energy minister, Abdelmadjid Attar, who holds OPEC's rotating presidency, said there was no guarantee the group and its allies would raise crude production by 2 million barrels a day by April, even after an agreement earlier this month to reach that level in steps. Brent crude has soared more than 33% since the start of November to around $50 a barrel as governments announced the rollout of vaccines. Yet it's still down 24% this year. And with cases surging in the U.S. and parts of Europe tightening lockdowns, OPEC on Monday cut its forecast for global fuel consumption in the first quarter of 2021 by 1 million barrels a day. Despite the positive signs and a significant improvement in oil prices, I think we should be very cautious, Attar said in an interview. In the best-case scenario, we will be able to reach 2 million barrels daily as early as April. But this is not a goal in itself. What is important is to ensure that the global oil inventory surplus continues to erode and that we are on the path to lasting market stabilization. OPEC Plus, an alliance between the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and others such as Russia, decided to add 500,000 barrels a day to crude markets starting in January and then hold monthly meetings on subsequent moves. That was less than the increase of 2 million barrels the group had agreed to in April. Back then, at the height of the pandemic, it slashed output by around 10 million barrels daily to prop up prices. The group's energy ministers have their next virtual gathering on January 4th. It could be another tense affair, with some members keen to increase production to boost their struggling economies.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, December 13th, 2020. Other Voices. Protecting Your Castle by State Representative Brooks Landgraf. A Democratic state representative from the Dallas area recently filed a bill, House Bill 196, that would significantly reduce the rights of Texans to defend themselves, their families, and their property from intruders. As your state representative, I oppose this bill and its blatant attempt to take away our rights. I'll fight it at every stage of the legislative process, and I look forward to defeating it in decisive fashion. News of HB 196 has received quite a bit of attention this week, so I want to make sure my fellow West Texans know what it is and where I stand on it. Specifically, HB 196 proposes to amend a section of the Texas Penal Code known as the Castle Doctrine. This doctrine, which is firmly established law in Texas, allows the use of deadly force in defense of a person or property against an intruder. In other words, Texans have the right to protect their own castle. If HB 196 were to become law, the Castle Doctrine would effectively vanish. Instead, if someone breaks into your home, the use of deadly force would be justified only if you can prove that you were unable to safely retreat before using deadly force. Not only that, but the intruder must obviously be in the imminent commission of kidnapping, murder, or assault with deadly force to be justified according to the bill. This legislation obviously creates an impossible situation for Texans. If someone breaks into your home in the middle of the night, HB 196 expects you to run away from your home or wait until an intruder is committing an actual act of violence against you or a loved one before you would be justified defending your home and family with the use of deadly force. Thankfully, this idea is such a bad one that I don't expect it to have support from more than a handful of liberal state representatives. Nevertheless, you can bet your bottom dollar that I will fight tooth and nail to ensure this bill never sees the light of day or gets anywhere close to becoming law. A reminder to the bill author: the Castle Doctrine not only protects the rights of law-abiding Texans, it deters criminals from burglarizing homes and businesses. A reminder to criminals: because of the Castle Doctrine, you should think twice about breaking into a place you're not supposed to be. A well-armed Texan could be there with the law on her side. HB 196 takes government overreach to a new level and has no place in Texas or American politics. During the upcoming 2021 legislative session, I will fight to make the government's footprint smaller rather than allow the tentacles of bureaucracy to reach further into our daily lives. The chaos of 2020 has presented us with an opportunity to take back ground that has been lost, to reduce the size of government, and shift power back to the people. God bless Texas.
Is an accidental alcohol injection dangerous? To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Dear Dr. Roach, I accidentally was injected with 1 cc of 80% alcohol into my deltoid muscle and developed strong burning. Are there any long-term consequences? I'm worried about developing neurological problems. Answer: that sort of accident, if by a medical professional, is hard for me to understand or forgive. Alcohol is not stored in any kind of container that would make it seem like it should be injected in normal circumstances. I should also note that I am assuming you are talking about ethanol. Methanol and isopropyl alcohol are much more toxic. An urgent call to poison control should be your first action in an accidental injection or ingestion. 1-800-222-1222 in the U.S. Ethyl alcohol has been used for intramuscular injections. Before botulinum toxin, Botox, and others became available, alcohol was used to temporarily reduce tone in muscles with severe spasm. The studies I read on this older technique noticed no long-term effects. Your symptoms should go away in time.
Dear Abby, living with ex-husband goes from bad to worse. Dear Abby, although I have been divorced from my ex for 8 years, we still live together. There is not, nor will there ever be, more than a platonic relationship between us, and I have made that abundantly clear to him. It wasn't always a bad situation, but now it's worse than I could have ever imagined it would be. He drinks heavily on a daily basis and becomes verbally abusive. He has a woman over a lot, and I can't sleep when she's here. She's drunk too, and she also abuses her prescription medications. At least half the time when she's here, I have to lift her passed-out body off the floor and drag her off to his bedroom. She steals money, cigarettes, food, and booze all the time. He dismisses me when I bring up her behavior. He tells me to shut up or get out. I pay for everything except the rent and homeowner's insurance. Cable, electric, oil, propane, and groceries are my responsibility. I also do all the inside and outside chores. I earn less than he does, but I pay more than he does. He tells me what to eat and who I can talk to. I can't have company, yet he wants to know why I'm not dating. I can't save any money so I can get out. I'm stuck, and he knows it. What do I do? Horrible situation in Maine. Dear horrible situation, you owe this man nothing. You're being treated like a serf, and it has been going on far too long. If you have family or friends you can stay with until you save enough for a place of your own, start asking now. That should enable you to save more money because you won't be paying for cable, electricity, propane, etc. for your ex. P.S. When the girlfriend passes out, do not lift or drag her anywhere. That is your ex's privilege and not your responsibility. With the load you're already carrying, the last thing you need is a strained back. Dear Abby, I am at high risk for COVID. My oldest son and his family live an hour and a half away. They have two children at home. Their daughter is also at high risk. During the pandemic, they have continually posted photos of themselves and the kids maskless with friends, hugging each other and acting as if life is normal. My daughter-in-law has told me she's scared and does the wear a mask thing and shares routine online posts, etc. Yet she continues having people over. In normal circumstances, it's difficult for me to visit. I want to visit them, but every time I consider it, I see them on social media with someone else, sans mask, and no social distancing. I'm sure they would say their friends are all healthy, but none of us can know for certain who their friends have been around. It's like dominoes, and it's scary. I don't know how to explain this to them because I know they will feel I'm being ridiculous. Also, my daughter-in-law is super sensitive and would be hurt and insulted. I love them. I don't want to alienate them. I'm ready to just take my chances, although my other daughter is against it. What should I do? Cautious in New York. Dear Cautious, many people have grown complacent about mask wearing and social distancing. That's unfortunate because, as I write this, mask fatigue has led to an increase in the number of people testing positive for the virus. Your concerns are valid, and I hope you will stick to your guns. As a member of a high-risk group, your life could depend on it. Jacqueline Bigger Stars by Madeline Aslan. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. A baby born today has a sun in Sagittarius and a moon in Capricorn. Happy birthday for Wednesday, December 16, 2020. Imaginative, idealistic, and visionary, you reach for the stars. In 2021, they're in your grasp. Being sensitive to others and keeping yourself grounded are ways in which you make yourself even more successful. If single, you need periodic solitude to form a relationship that gives you necessary distance. You meet your soulmate in 2023. If attached, it's an interesting and unpredictable year with your exciting partner. Sagittarius loves thrills. Aries, March 21 through April 19. 5 stars. Today is one of wish fulfillment. Transits move through your house of fame and fortune. You may seek a position of greater leadership. There is an increasing urge to grow on many levels. A friend provides valuable career tips. Tonight, facts come to light. Taurus, April 20 through May 20. 4 stars. A day of self-discovery. You feel an urge to explore. New technologies offer efficient help with projects. Your emotional balance is healthy. Affection and appreciation for grandparent-grandchild connections prevail. Tonight, enjoying the cultural traditions of faraway lands. Gemini, May 21 through June 20. 4 stars. Friends are willing to give your career a boost. Exercising creativity and artistic skills can lead to great professional success. Successful travel plans can be finalized. Your health and vitality are improving. Much healing on many levels is in process. Tonight, meditate on self-love. Cancer, June 21 through July 22. 3 stars. Get partners talking and be a good listener. Someone close to you is making important decisions about the future. Allow others to express individuality while discussing plans. Remind yourself to be tolerant. Tonight, friends suggest worthwhile plans and ideas. Leo, July 23 through August 22. 3 stars. Your body and health conditions are in flux today. Network with new healthcare professionals. Health consultants you've seen previously might not be available. Weather and other environmental factors affect your health. Tonight, focus on keeping your surroundings wholesome and comfortable. Virgo, August 23 through September 22. 4 stars. You're in a very joyful cycle regarding your social life. If you've dreamed of pursuing a new project or even a vocation, now is the time to do so. You meet with unexpected success. There is some stress involving relatives. Tonight, differences are resolved through discussion. Libra, September 23 through October 22. 4 stars. Written affirmations can be very helpful regarding your goals for home and domestic life. Also make daily working conditions as wholesome and peaceful as possible. A new love and appreciation for family develops. Tonight, begin projects you've been interested in. Scorpio, October 23 through November 21. 4 stars. Today brings tremendous mental energy. New ideas abound. Short journeys around your neighborhood will be refreshing. A neighbor is helpful and has knowledge to share. As for making changes, patience is important. Tonight, take time to relax and regroup if you start to feel pressured. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21. 3 stars. Today brings turning points in matters of the heart. Pursue a new project. Focus on exploring what true love means to you. Seek harmony and release stress. A family member may need assistance. Tonight, treasure the bird in hand over the one in the bush. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19, 5 stars. Your charm and good looks open doors and make a good impression. Ask for favors today and you'll be lucky. Express affection and thanks also. Allow extra time if traveling, as there could be delays. Tonight, cultivation of the self is your theme. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18, 2 stars. Complacency bores you. Today, you're directed toward fiery and complex relationships. Be careful. Involvements begin on a high note, then fizzle as you lose interest. A change of heart is very likely. Tonight, avoid hasty decisions. Take some time for yourself. Pisces, February 19 through March 20, 4 stars. A dear one appreciates your kind gestures. A relationship moves into a better place. Family members want to exchange ideas. A store display, publication, or TV program offers marvelous ideas for making your lifestyle better and brighter. Tonight, rest. Born today, composer Ludwig van Beethoven, 1770, novelist Jane Austen, 1775, anthropologist Margaret Mead, 1901.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.